You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Dead Famous People with My Only Friend is a Cat. Morena Dons, how are you this morning?
Morena, I'm well.
That's good.
True story, that. I've got a cat called Alfie.
Alfie, what a good name. That is a strong cat name.
And he comes and sleeps on me, on top of me. So
good in this season particularly. I think it's nice to have a warm pet in the wintertime, sort of like a real-life hot water bottle going on there. Don's, congrats on this new album, Ballet Boy. It's really wonderful. I've been loving listening to it. It's joyful, it's funny, it's a bit sad sometimes. It's quite moving. It's about your son, Harry, who's off being a literal ballet boy over in Amsterdam at the moment.
Yeah, that's true. He's vomiting right now.
Oh, no.
He's got a gastric bug.
Oh God, poor Harry.
So he's on FaceTime having a vomit.
Well, kia kaha, Harry, we're thinking of you. But that is amazing. He's been over there performing ballet, being part of a really flash ballet school. It must have been quite an experience, because he's quite young, 16, is that right?
Yeah, he left at 16 and trained in Amsterdam, and he's now moving to Munich.
Wow.
He's got a 2-year placement with Munich Ballet Junior Company.
As a parent, that must be quite an experience to send your kid overseas to do something as exciting and maybe a wee bit scary as that. How was that for you?
Well, you never expect to lose your child at 16. Not really. You know, but the flip side is our excitement. Yeah, we're proud of him.
Totally. And obviously it sparked a bit of creativity in you as well, a good sort of writing place to come from, lots to process and think about. What was the, did you always sort of know this was going to be the anchoring point for this record, or, you know, what came first, I guess, is the question I'm asking there. Were you writing music and then Harry was moving, or did this kind of start the process of this new album off for you?
Yeah, him going sparked off a lot of the writing. Yeah.
It's a wonderful reflection of, I think, a sort of a snapshot in time for you, but it's got the classic sort of dead famous people joyful cheekiness to it, Dons. What was the process of recording this like?
Well, it was just the three of us, Alex, who was in Cootie Cooties, and Oliver Harmer, and me. And so I do the vocals against a wall. It was the only kind of dim place in the studio. It needed to be dim because I can't stand light.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'd face the wall and did the vocals, and then they did the rest of the tracking at the same time.
I quite like the image of that in my mind of kind of moody lit studio while you're sort of squirreled away making this, you know, joyful bright sounding music. Yeah. Is quite a lovely juxtaposition there as well coming out of that. What's the, I guess, the through line of this record for you? Obviously reflecting on Harry moving overseas, what other ideas or thoughts were you kind of working with or thinking through for yourself, Dons, in making this album?
It was largely just about him.
Mm.
That's all I can say, really. Yeah.
How does he feel about it? It can be an exciting, maybe in a sort of almost a vulnerable thing to have a record written about you. Does he like it?
He likes Ballet Boy.
Cool.
I think he's afraid. He doesn't like the last song. It's too emotional.
Oh, yeah.
He can't listen to it. That's Sad as a Grey Sky.
Oh, that is a lovely track, though. It's a beautiful track. And I think it's a very vulnerable, raw record, this one, to kind of, you know, parents, families, people go through these emotions as people move on or start new chapters of their lives. And, you know, you don't necessarily hear a lot of music or art that actually reflects that. Maybe film, you see a wee bit of that sometimes, but I can't really think of other art mediums where it's a commonplace thing to talk about. So I think that's really lovely and interesting that your album is really reflecting on that process.
I cried my way through it, writing it and, you know, listening to it even.
Yeah.
It's hard. It was a hard time.
Yeah. It's a special thing to have sort of locked in now. You were saying you're off to visit Harry, see him perform, is that right?
Yeah, he'll graduate.
How exciting.
From his 2 years training in Amsterdam.
Wow.
And we'll go in 3 weeks to see him for the first time in a year.
That is going to be so exciting. I'm looking forward to that for you guys as well. Yeah. The title track, Ballet Boy, which you said Harry loves, and which I love as well, been listening to a lot, is what we're going to listen to next, Dons. At the moment, this is digital. People can get it digitally, but hopefully, fingers crossed, maybe physical at some point. We'll see what happens there.
Yeah, that's true. At the moment, just digital, but who knows?
Who knows? We'll put some good vibes out into that space as well. What's sort of next for you, Dons? Are you writing more at the moment? Are you working on more stuff?
Yeah,
I feel like you're someone who never sits still.
Yeah, I've got a back catalogue, huge.
Yeah.
To start working the next album.
Exciting.
So, yeah.
Well, we'll be looking forward to hearing more from that. But right now, there's a whole beautiful new album from Dead Famous People called Ballet Boy. This is the title track. You're on BFM.
There is a tall boy and
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.